Ever heard of Black McAdam?
What is that, a band?
Motorcycle gang. They run the nitrous game out here. They'll kill anyone that gets in their way.
You know, it's funny. I've actually met people like that before.
Nick's all right. Tina here.
You know, it looks bad. You sneak into town and I'm not aware.
Come on, man.
This is family.
It's my brother.
My father was a brother to you, too. Don't you fucking forget that. Remember your first and highest obligation.
Tina, is there any way for us just to move past this?
You left us nothing. Nico, the package Bugliosi was the only one. Let's just say I learned the hard way why he's called...
What, the package?
Did you know?
No! What?
¿Dónde está Pilot?
You're late. You gonna get me another job when they fire me? Can I get an OJ and a cheese Danish, please? You think it's easy? I can't just gallivant in and out as I please, you know?
All right, just relax. What do you have for us?
Well, this is interesting. I sure hope so. I told you about the nitrous. Obviously, huge source of income. Apparently, my boys got into it with some other crew.
Yeah, you told me this already.
Yeah, but this Italian guy from New York, he's the real deal, apparently.
What Italian
hey,
guy?
Hey, Rossi. You're an informant for the ATF. Nitrous isn't us. Tell us about guns.
Hold on a second. What happened with this Italian guy?
Territorial shit. They tried to muscle in. McAdams fought back. Got a little ugly.
You got a name?
The Italian? Yeah. Pike. He's my old man. Did a little digging. Name's Dwight something. He's also shaking down some weed store.
Again, not our purview. Can we just focus on
shit.
What we're trying?
Wait. This is the guy the FBI told us about. The mob capo who just got released from jail.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
They sent around notice. It was a while back, but yeah. Dwight, Manfilotti or something.
Okay, sure. But what does that have to do with us?
Who knows? Either way, we should alert the FBI. I'm sure they'd love to hear what he's been up to.
Thank you.
Gonna hit the head. Be right back.
Okay, first of all, your job is to get information on Keelan Waltrip, not bullshit Italians. And I need you to cool that situation down now.
What do you mean?
I mean, talk to your boyfriend, Carson Pike, and get Waltrip to back the fuck off. And get me some shit on him. Finances, accounts, businesses he's laundering money through, something I can bring a prosecutor.
How about I split some atoms while I shit jelly beans for you, too?
I do like jelly beans. Just get it done.
You really should eat something.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah, well, vodka's more noticeable than you think it is.
Totally out of control. Completely off the fucking reservation. I know he's your friend, Pop, but Jesus.
My friend? He's your godfather, for fuck's sake. He stood up for you when you're questioning.
In the club, though? No warning, no nothing? 5 hours it took to clean up.
Who knew about this?
About what?
About whatever was going on between Nico and the daughter. You know, Dwight came to visit me in the hospital. He was very, very agitated.
All I know is Nico used to go over there. But that was years ago.
Pete, if I could interject. If any of us had any inkling, any idea, we'd have took Nico out ourselves.
The bigger question is, what do we do with Dwight?
Enough already. Take him out.
Him and his fucking daughter.
What'd you say? Give me...
You all right?
His daughter! His fucking daughter! What did his daughter do? Huh? Nico. Nico, that fucking cocksucker! I skinned him alive.
I hear you. But how much more disrespect are we gonna take? This fucking Dwight.
Dwight. Worry about yourself! If you were half the man he was, this would have never happened. Why do you make me treat you like this? Huh?
What are you doing here? I thought you went back to Tulsa.
I wanted to talk to you first.
Hey, excuse me.
Won't take long.
My God, is that blood on your hands?
Let me just say what I gotta say.
I don't think I want to hear it.
Let me talk. Please. He's gone.
Tell me you didn't do it. Tell me that's not true.
It's true.
I was handling it in my own way.
And I handled it in mine.
Jesus Christ. He's dead.
I've been around long enough to realize there's a line you do not cross. And expect to come back from. He crossed it. He scarred you for life. And I took his life. And you should have no guilt. None. None.
Are you saying you feel nothing? Taking a life.
You know what I am. And you know what I would do. If I found out this was justifiable vengeance. Look at me. I know I haven't acted like one. But I'm your father. And I love you. I don't know if you believe that or not, but it's true. Maybe you think I did this for me because of some code. But no, it's so much deeper than that. This is a bond between father and daughter. And it's... it can't be explained, but it's in the blood. I wasted my life. I know that. And every bad thing that happened to you happened because I bought into this lie.
Don't you see that wherever you go, something bad happens? You just destroyed my life. What do you think they're gonna do to us?
They'll come after me.
How do you know that?
I know Pete. I know he thinks he's bad, but not in that way. Tina, they'll come for me. You'll be safe. Tyson, where you been? I've been calling.
Long story. Your mom relayed a message to me. I'll take that.
What happened here?
Impound. Got hauled off, spent the night in jail. They took my phone, which is why I couldn't even get in contact with you.
What'd you get arrested for?
Working for you, apparently. I'm gonna go see Donnie Shore. You don't worry about it. By the way, that phone had all my contacts in it, man. I'm talking all my contacts, and not to mention some photos of a very intimate nature, if you know what I'm saying.
You got a password on it.
Yeah, but they good at hacking shit. Hey, what the fuck is up with your hand, man?
That dog bit me. Let's go see Bodie.
Message. Namaste.
Where are you, in Tibet? Give me a call. When you talked to the cops, what did you say about me?
I ain't telling them shit.
Is Bodie in your contacts?
Yeah, of course he is.
Why?
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 We talk. We say things. This is Bodie's...
Follow me.
The white man, Freddy. This is the guy, the mob capo who just got out of jail.
Yeah, no, I remember his face. I just don't know why we need to involve the FBI.
I'm not involving them. I'm just letting them know what's going on. Professional courtesy.
Hold on a second. You really want them to just blow into town and take credit for our whole investigation? I mean, that's assuming they don't just fuck up the whole thing first.
Since when did you become so territorial?
FBI agent Ruiz speaking.
Oscar, Doug Hendricks with ATF. Listen, I got something for you.
Easy, Rich. Bring him in and bed him when you're done, all right?
Can't believe you started smoking again. You're doing so good.
You're the Surgeon General now.
Your boy Dwight. Would you be interested in sitting down with Waltrip if I can arrange it?
Is this an olive branch?
Sorts. Shit like what happened that night brings a lot of heat. Heat costs money.
Well, I'll relay it after that. It's out of my hands.
How'd you hook up with this guy anyway?
We just kind of bumped into each other by accident.
All right. I'll keep you posted.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Who is that?
Nobody, probably a salesperson.
Hey! That was New York. Oh, fuck, sorry. You were there for your brother's funeral.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's just say New York's over for me.
Spoken like a man who needs a drink.
How you doing, babe?
I ain't sure how much more of this bullshit I can stand.
You and me both.
You spoken to Bodie?
No, you?
Yeah, some of our biker friends snatched him up, rattled his cage a bit.
You all right?
Yeah, besides needing a new pair of underwear, I think he'll be fine.
I tried calling him. Nothing. The shop's closed. Everything. My mom reached out to me. Says this biker guy wants to talk.
Well,
Can't hurt to be diplomatic, now, can it? We'll see.
Hello?
Just calling to check in.
Why? You said everything was going to be okay.
Oh, it is. It is. I didn't mean to upset you.
Someone called earlier and hung up. I'm sure it's nothing.
Did they say anything?
No.
Want me to send somebody over?
No, of course not. Emery's here. I'm sure it's fine.
If it happens again, just let me know.
I will. Thanks for checking in.
It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I don't give a fuck what time it is.
Wait.
Is there some stupid shit going on that I should know about?
I don't know what you're talking about. You want me to reach out to the big guy?
I'm talking to you, Goody.
Okay.
But I don't know anything about your daughter if that's what this is about.
Why would you bring her up?
Because I assumed. Look, Dwight, what do you need? We go back a long way.
You could trust me. What can I do?
A lot of people are going to get hurt, Goody.
Yeah, I could hear that.
So how do we cool this down?
Not on the phone. Get on the next flight out here.
I got to run it by the big guy. And then I'm coming by train. There's not enough volume to get
me to fly.
Just get out of here. Very clandestine.
Who's that?
You know Tyson, my driver.
Dwight, what are you doing in Tulsa? Seriously, I need to know.
What? Why?
Why? First, somebody tries to kill you.
There was a misunderstanding.
And then the nitrous dealing, and then you're shaking down some fucking weed guy?
First of all, turn the attitude down a notch, please. Second, who told you that?
It doesn't matter. I know.
Well, if you know, then what are you asking me for?
Because the FBI is all over this.
What?
There are wiretaps in New York. You and a guy, Nico? Something about your daughter?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Get your hands caught in a meat grinder? Whatever you're doing, you gotta stop. Waltrip, whatever's going on there, I am asking you to please back off, okay?
Relax.
Relax? You want me to... If the FBI keeps digging and finds out about you and me, I am fucked. I am 2 years away from my full pension.
You didn't do anything wrong. It's not illegal to have a social life.
A social life? You know, it's generally frowned upon for a federal agent to consort with a known felon. I could get fired for even talking to you. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Tell them we're in a bowling league together.
You are a real asshole. You know that?
It's genetic. Seriously, I'm thinking about taking off anyway, so your troubles could be over.
What does that mean?
Tulsa. It's been a shit show since I got off the boat. Not just for me, but for everyone. We just pack it in and go to Siberia. Move on.
Yeah, that'll solve everything. Dwight, some people live under a cloud. That's you and me, okay? It's gonna follow you wherever you go. My advice is find something to give a shit about.
Stacy, do you want me to stay or go? I'm taking this as a yes.
Cody. Someone's pounding on your door.
What?
Someone's pounding on your door.
Lawrence Kagerman?
Yes, but I have a feeling you already know that.
I'm Agent Oscar Ruiz with the FBI. I'd like to ask you a few questions about a Dwight Manfredi.
Any Dwight Manfredi, or did you have a particular one in mind?
Anything? There's nothing here, except t-shirts and rolling paper. Where the hell's all the weed? The boss. Found a safe in the back.
Now he wants to talk? What was wrong with last week before he beat my driver to death?
So what do we think? I'm gonna go see Dwight. I gotta book the Amtrak.
Can't hurt to sit down. Take a peek at what he's got going on out there while you're at him.
That's where I landed too.
What if it's a trap?
He's gonna kill our consigliere. That's not gonna solve.
I don't know, Pop. He's nuts.
Book your ticket. Let's hear what he has to say. As long as he keeps sending envelopes full of cash, I'm all ears.
Imagine with me, if you will. A man spends years building a business in his own community, his home. Further imagine, this man returns home after a hard day's labor to find a stranger in his kitchen, an interloper! And he is taking the food from the very mouths of the man's children. Now, Mr. Manfredi, you tell me, what should be done about this interloper?
First of all, I want to say that was almost poetic, so bravo. As for what should be done, that's complicated, pal.
Well, how so?
Well, there's a few flaws in your allegory. You mentioned that your business started in a man's community, whatever the fuck that means. But I detect, correct me if I'm wrong, a slight lilt in your voice, kind of like the Lucky Charms leprechaun that tells me you're not exactly a Native American. This is not your home. This definitely ain't my home. And to quote Woody Guthrie, who actually was from Oklahoma, this land belongs to you and me.
If you, sir, had come to me like a gentleman, hat in hand, asked my permission, offered me a taste, none of these unpleasantries would have unfolded now, would they?
Now, don't get me wrong, because I have no intention to continue selling nitrous because I'm going to explore other options. But if I change my mind, and I mean this with all due disrespect, there's not a thing you or anybody is going to do about it. Nothing.
Sir, you're overplaying your hand.
When I play my hand, you won't see it coming. And next time we meet, pick a place with a fucking air conditioner.
That's your idea of cooling things down, huh?
No one said I was a diplomat.
Here's to the girl with the little red shoes. She spends my money and she drinks my booze. She lost her cherry, but that's no sin, because she still got the box that the fruit came in.
All right.
Wait, what are we going to do with this fucking wall trim guy?
We can't go to war with these bikers. There's too many of them. It's bad math. So we got to rethink this nitrous trade.
All right, check it out. I got it. You do nitrous animal balloons. Something for the kids.
Always thinking this.
I'm always clicking. You know me.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. Where you been?
Just hanging around, seeing old friends, tending to the garden, and getting interrogated and raided by the fucking FBI.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm fucking serious. Oh, and by the way, they cleaned out the safe, took all my cash as well as my product.
What did I tell you?
Too soon.
Mitch, want to do the honors?
Not really, but I got this.
What's happening?
Easy, Bard. Last thing I want to do is run my hands over your lumpy body. I got to pat you down.
For starters, it would have been really thoughtful if you'd have wiped your hands first, considering you just ate ribs. Okay, that's not a wire.
It's clean. You owe me.
And second, are you fucking kidding me, Dwight?
I don't know where you've been. For all we know, you could have flipped.
Do people who flip usually lead off with the fact that they were interrogated and raided by the feds?
No, they don't. But what did you tell them?
The truth. That we're business partners.
Business partners?
Yeah. Because we are.
That's it? That's all you said?
That and something to the effect that they can fuck off and leave me alone. But essentially, yes.
Why'd you say that?
Honestly, I don't know why I didn't call the FBI the day you walked into my shop. I probably should have, but I didn't.
Christmas came early.
Stay there.
You're welcome.
What's that?
Everything you thought you lost. We had a gut feeling these guys were gonna raid, so we put it all on ice. Hey, don't you fucking kiss me.
Do you mind if I join you for dinner?
Please do.
What's up, my man? Sweetheart, you can take that away.
Not hungry?
Well, looks like my date stood me up. Usually it comes clomping along here around this time and...
Oh, you mean Pilot. I'm sorry, he's being put down.
Put down? Why?
The fines. He keeps breaking out. They've tried everything, apparently.
We haven't met. My name is Dwight.
Spencer.
Hey, Spencer.
Nice to meet you officially. But I'm actually leaving. Today's my last day.
Oh. You have another job?
Not yet. Still looking.
You like horses?
I love horses. Why?
How you doing?
I'm looking to buy a horse, the white. That's it right there.
I'm sorry, senor. Knacker's on his way.
That's the owner.
A knacker is a person that gets rid of dead animals.
Seriously?
They shoot him, sir. They make dog food, glue, leather. He's a good horse. He's stubborn, but good. Keeps running away.
How much is he giving you?
The knacker.
Yeah.
We pay him, senor.
Pay him? Okay. How about I give you $300 for the horse?
To take this animal?
Yeah.
Well, that's plenty, sir. Thank you.
There's a guy named Armand. He's got a trailer. Now, he's gonna come around here, pick this horse up. This girl, young lady, sorry, Spencer.
Yeah. Hi.
She's gonna make sure everything goes smoothly and hang out with the horse. You got my number if there's a problem, right?
You got it.
Okay. Pilot.
Can I ask you, sir, a question? Why this horse? He's old, he's stupid. Not good for anything anymore.
He kept you on your toes. Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Listen, I have an idea.
Okay.
Help me take down Waltrip.
Help how?
You can set him up.
You tell him you want to buy some guns, he's got an arsenal, he'll be fucking gone.
Listen, I'd like to help you out, but I can't do it. I'm not a rat. I'm not about to start now.
You do realize you
could be looking at another fucking 25?
I can't.
You can't or you won't?
We done here?
That's it? You're seriously not going to help me out?
I can't.
All right. Well, good luck then.
Yeah, good luck to you too.
Wait until they close and lay it quiet. No one will be on the street.
Any particular message?
Well, I usually find a few rounds from a Remington 12 gauge to be as definitive a statement as any.
What'd I miss?
Where the fuck did you come from?
I clocked out early. We're slow today. What happened with the greaseball?
He talked, I listened, and now I'm going to interject.
He's mafia, though. New York, isn't that dangerous?
You know, you might like to teach your girl some manners.
The fuck? Mind your fucking business. Scorcher.
This is a working ranch, not daycare. I don't board pets.
We're gonna make him into glue, for Christ's sake.
Oh, you city boys, you love the sausage, hate seeing how it's made. This isn't just the facts of life on a farm. Everybody's gotta pull their weight, and when they don't...
Sausage.
Hey. Nobody loves horses more than I do. They're my life. But there's an order to things, how they work. I'm running a business here.
Well, isn't the purpose of business?
Are you ever even going to ride the damn thing?
I don't know. I've never been on a carousel, but give me a lesson or two. Now, by the way, that young lady, her name is Spencer. She's going to take care of the horse, brush it, feed it, change its shoes, whatever.
I will give you 1 week while you make proper arrangements. And don't even think of asking for an extension. Manny! Put them over by the silo. There's plenty of grass over there. By the way, did you ever find out who burned that car?
That's an ongoing investigation.
Mm-hmm.
1 week.
Thank you. 1 week.
Now that mean old fireman, good old engineer, mean old freight train.
Fucker. Maybe it's time to renovate.
Maybe it's time to light a match.
You ever think about taking on a partner?
Well, I'd consider it. If I ever met anybody dumb enough to do it.
Dwight Manfredi, how you doing?
You serious?
Could be. I ran clubs in New York in the 80s. Well, you need some live music, some dancers. The food's pretty good here. You just need a little push.
Music-wise, I do a little playing myself.
Okay. You're the house band, no problem. Anyway, think about it. No pressure. Maybe a little bit. I got a feeling about this. I think we'd be good partners.
Put it on the back burner.
All right. How's it doing, buddy?
Right, I'll go park. I'll be up in a minute.
Thought it over. You got yourself a partner.
Good to hear it.
He dropped me and the boys off.
Some guy attacked him.
It could be a warning.
Is there something you're not telling me?
So what do you think of the veil?
I was in prison for a long, long time. So everything tastes good to me.
There he is, the general.
You got any intel?
He gets his weed from the Indians, some cowboy runs the bar, and the black kid drives him around. It's like the fucking Village People.
Did you kill Carson Pike? I could arrest you right now.
He's not gonna be controllable for much longer.